Your horse racing preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
Now we're going to turn our attention to horse racing on the programme, and here's where we say hello to Martin Murphy of Horse Racing Ireland. Martin, hello.
Good afternoon to you, Barry. How are you keeping?
Very well. Many thanks for joining us on the programme. It's another busy weekend of horse racing action. Very much looking forward to it. And I suppose we'll start with tomorrow's action in Ireland. What have we to look forward to?
Yeah, we've Gordon Park on Saturday with 8 races commencing at 1:20, Barry. And then Tramore also on tomorrow for the National Hunt Fraternity, starting actually 4:40, an evening meeting. But we have a big Corrie meeting on Sunday. 8 race again, 1:45 with the feature, the Tattersall's Gold Cup, a rearranged race that used to actually be held on Irish Guineas weekend. This year has been put forward to Sunday, 26th of July, and it's for open for 3-year-olds for the first time. And of course, the big race tomorrow and big race the weekend is the King George VI and Queen Elizabeth Quipco Stakes at Ascot. Basically, it's a match between Enable and Three of Aidan O'Brien's Japan, Anthony Van Dyke, and Sovereign, of course, last year's Irish Derby winner. So that should be an interesting race tomorrow. Frankie Dettori, of course, Enable. She was unable to deal with Gate last time in the Eclipse Stakes. Japan was a close-up third on that occasion. It does look between these two again. The extra two furlongs would certainly suit both Enable and Japan. Of course, Enable, such a brilliant mare, winner of the Arc 2 of the last 3 years. She'd be hot favourite to get back on the winning trail. But I've no doubt that Japan will certainly give her a race. It'll be interesting to see. I can imagine Sovereign will kind of pop off in front to make a strong gallop. And hopefully Japan can get very close to Enable. I think, you know, it was only about half a length or so between the last time. That was her first run of the year, so she should improve with her. But she probably will be able to beat Japan again and, of course, win this race for the third year in a row. She's such a very good mare, this Enable, and really the queen of English racing.
Yeah, that's for sure, Martin. We're very much looking forward to that. Always great to see Enable in action, and I'm sure tactics will be interesting in that affair. Let's have a look at Goran Park tomorrow, Martin. As you said, it's an 8 race card getting underway at 1:20. Any standout selections from you in Goran Park tomorrow?
Yeah, well, the feature race at 2:30 is the Irish Standard Farms EBF Vintage Tipple Stakes, a list race for fillies over 1.6 miles, and really it should concern the top two here, Costanza for Down the Weld, the Mount of Ushinor, and Heliac for Gerlines and Colin Keane. Heliac was a good winner of a list race at Leperstown last time out, just got up in the last few strides to win over 1.5 miles. Not quite sure to step up to 1.6 miles will suit, but Costanza certainly on last year's form, you'd have to say she won the most improved fillies in training last season. She went through about 4 or 5 in a row, she won, eventually winning a nice group race at the Curragh in September. Before that, she'd won a big handicap on Champions Weekend at Leperstown. And I just think that she's an improving mare. The little ease in the ground would suit her an awful lot. I think she's good enough to win that one. In other races, there's plenty of runners in most of the races. The 4:15 horse called Pugin for Joseph Ryan just touched off at Killarney last time, steps back slightly in distance, but certainly will have a big chance in that 4:15. While in other races, then I think So Wonderful, she's one of the most frustrating horses I've seen for a long time. She's actually unbeaten. She never won a race in 13 starts, actually, Barry, but she has been placed in the English Irish 1000 Guineas and has run some very good races, the fourth in the Coronation Stakes, the Royal Ascot. She should win the first division of the fillies made in the 3:05. But in saying that, she has let punters down so often, it's kind of difficult to suggest backing her. I think there's one there against her, Con Never Forgotten, who ran well and second at the Curragh last time for Joseph Ryan. That one could certainly get involved in that race. The opening race should go, I think, to Geraldine's horse called Amber Kite, just got beaten the last time and might be able to gain some compensation. But towards the end of the card, some wide open handicaps in the very last race, the 5:25, I like a horse there called Hidden Spark for Dot Love and Mikey Sheehy. It's an interesting one, this one. She was third last time in Limerick, decent form. The winner came out and went very well at Leperstown yesterday, so the form looks very solid. I think Hidden Spark is a good easy chance in that last race, the 5:25.
Yeah, one for the notebook there. And we're going to move on now to a local meeting from us just down the road in Tramore. Always a great day out down in Tramore. It's a 7 race card and it's getting underway at 20:05, Martin.
That's right, and that opening race, the handicap chase, I think Paul Flynn's Rochdale House is a very good chance here. A good second last time out of Roscommon. Shows signs of a return to form there. Luke Dempsey takes the mount and might be good enough to win that opening race. I thought that Andalusa for Woody Mullins will have a good chance in that mare's chase. The second chase in the car, and the car, she is a mare herself. She was a winner at Clonmel last time we've seen her over hurdles, and I think she has a decent chance under Paul Townend. The danger here possibly will be wait and see for John Patrick Ryan. This one was third to one of Woody Willie Munns was actually at Killarney last time in a mare's chase. That was a good effort first time, but Andalusia might just have her measure. In other races then, I think My Oklahoma, the 5:45, must have a decent chance. Second, actually, at Tramore last weekend to Bally Brownlee Walk. That was quite a good effort, and Sean Flanagan takes them out on David O'Brien's decent animal here. I think he has a very, very good chance. The 7:15, a wide open handicap here, and it features a kind of a renewal of rivalry between Elegant Dan and Pat Kine. Captain Courageous, actually, and Elegant Dan. They were first and second last time out. The weight suggests that Captain Courageous might have a chance of reversing that placing this time. Well, in the 6:15, Escarta Mix was a costly favourite, a beaten favourite last time for Gordon Elliott just a week ago at Tramore. I think this time, though, she should be able to get her head in front for Sean O'Keefe and that mare's maiden hurdle at 6:15.
Brilliant stuff, Martin. That's Saturday's action. We're going to move swiftly on now to Sunday's action, and it comes from the Curragh. It's an 8-race card getting underway at 1:45. There's a Group 1 on the card, the Tattersall's Gold Cup, and that gets underway at 5-3.
And this would be all about magical, I'd say, Barry. You couldn't recommend backing her because she's going to be a very sharp price. But she was intended, actually, supposed to be taken on Enable, actually, on Saturday. And she really is a super mare, this one. She was beaten a couple of times by Enable last season, but gave her a good run every single time. And she came back to winning ways when winning the Pretty Polly Stakes at the Curragh a couple of weekends ago on her first run this season. She really is a top-class mare, even though she's now a five-year-old. And I think she'll probably have the Irish Champion Stakes on her agenda once again. Of course, the race she won last year. And then, of course, she went on and won the English Champion Stakes at Ascot in October. She really is a top-class mare. She does have some useful rivals against her. Search for a Song won last year's Ledger for Dermer Weld. Didn't get much run last time. She had to be pulled up after 2 furlongs after getting injured at Cork last time. A horse kind of struck into her, but hopefully she's okay. Should run a good race, but will be very hard to beat magical here. Leo De Fury for Jessica Harrington was a good winner last time. They're having a wonderful season with Shane Foley way out in front in the Jockeys Championship. But I'd say it'd be a major surprise to see magical getting beaten. She will be short odds. I couldn't recommend backing her, but she certainly will take plenty of beating. Other races, though, some very interesting races and some very decent handicaps on the card. And I thought there was one there in the last race, the 5:45, a horse called Tide of Time, trained by Edward Lynham, the mount of Oisín Ór. This one came late and fast to win at Navan last time, beat a horse called Strong Johnson, who had been in very good form up to that. He's up £6 for that Tide of Time, but with Oisín Ór on board, I think this one has a very good chance of winning a very valuable race there, the 5:45, over 5 furlongs. I think that one has a real good chance. One of the best of the day, I think, definitely in the 5:15, the Green Tribio for Jim Bulger. This one has been placed in a couple of good maidens and certainly stands out here in this 5:15 event over 5 furlongs. I think this one will be very hard to beat indeed. Other races then, a couple of interesting runners there in the 4:40. Sarazini for Mick Halford was certainly on some very good company the last time, finished third to Art Power and Mill Isle, and that form was boosted during the week when Mill Isle went on and won at Naas, a listed race. Even though he's got top weight here, Sarazini must have a good chance in that 4:40 event. The other race definitely worthy of a mention is a 3:30, a valuable mile and a quarter handicap. Lots of horses in with decent chances here. Ray Unpour went up £11 for winning the Cork Derby last time. That was a good performance. Young Adam Farrer claims back 7 of that hefty penalty received on that occasion, but he must have a decent chance. Halimi for Jim Bulger off top weight makes plenty of appeal. But the one who's going to put forward is Ken Condon's Kasparenko. Ken had a great weekend last weekend at the Curragh with a big price double in 2 group races. I think this Kasparenko was unlucky in running last time at Leopardstown. Should have finished much closer than he did in 4th place in a mile and a half race for amateur riders. Back with Billy D on board this time, I think this one has a good chance. He wouldn't want too much rain, but if it stays dry, I think Kasparenko has a good each-way chance in that 3:30.
Yeah, that's great stuff, Martin. A lot to look forward to over the course of the weekend, and here's where we ask you to put forward your best bets of the weekend, and I'm sure you'll be able to point our listeners in the right direction.
Okay, so Gordon Park on Saturday, 2:30, Castaz, I think, is a very, very good chance. While later on the card, I do think that Hidden Spark is good each way prospect in the 5:25. Hopefully, she'll be a bit of a price. Tomorrow on Saturday, I do like the chances of Andalusia in the second race at 5:15, and My Oklahoma in the 5:45. Those two have very good chances on form. But current Sunday, as I say, no point in talking about magical. She certainly will win, but no point in putting her forward. I do like the chances there of Kasparenko in that 3:30. I'll take a chance on Sarazini in the 4:40. I think that has a very, very good chance each way.
We'll be keeping a close eye on them over the course of the weekend. And finally, before we finish up, Martin, we're nearing that time of the year again. Galway Festival taking place. It'll be a different Galway this year, but nonetheless, we'll be looking forward to some great racing over the course of the couple of days.
Yes, absolutely. I've been going down myself, Patrick, or Barry, for many, many years. I'm going down again, even though I won't be down into the race course. A lot of people go to go year and year. It's always been a great week. It certainly would be strange this year not being able to attend the race meetings, but I'm sure there'll be plenty of buzz around the city, as there normally is. I do like the chance of a horse called Wonderlash, I must say. I haven't looked at it very closely yet, the entries, but he's in the Galway Hurdle and Tours there for Charles Burns. Definitely ran a good race from Thornton to Graham's Hurdle. I thought that was a fine performance on his comeback run behind Aramon. And I just think he's a horse that could have a really good chance. Tudor City runs in the race again this year, trying to become the first horse since pinch hitter way back in 1983 to win the race 2 years in a row. He's up £8 for last year's win, but he certainly has run well in recent times and must have a good chance again. But I do fancy that Wonderlash. I think he's certainly one I would recommend to the listeners. I'd definitely go each way on him. I think he's a very, very big chance.
Yeah, trained by that very shrewd man, Charles Burns. We'll be watching that with interest as well, Martin. It was great to catch up with you once again on this Friday, and hopefully we'll speak again soon.
No problem, Barry. Take care. Thanks very much indeed.
Thanks a million, Martin.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.